Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Willie Leparulo. I am, among other things, a table tennis addict. I am the coach of the FSU table tennis team here, and as well as Tallahassee table tennis as well.
So, Willie, how did you get introduced to table tennis?
So, my dad is from Italy. And we're, I would say, a little bit different of a family. And so where most families would grow up with, you know, Little League baseball and so forth, he brought home a table tennis table and he says, and I'll do his accent, he says, you know, in my country, we play football, which is, of course, soccer. I says, and we play tennis tavolo, that is table tennis in Italian. He says, you must learn to play this. This is his accent, caveman English. It's wonderful. And I remember thinking, it was 13, 14. He's like, what is this thing? I had never played it, and I just got hooked. In our carport, in our porch, anywhere and everywhere, me and my brother would play. And I thought, you know, I was a god in this sport. But then I got to college at Florida State University, and then I realized that was not the case. But there was just so much more to learn. And it opened up my universe because I was this – as this introverted kid that if the 15-year-old version of me would see me right now speaking in a microphone here, he would say, how did you do that? And table tennis opened up my life, my horizons, my borders, everything. I met my wife at a table tennis tournament. We have two beautiful kids. So, you know, for me, table tennis is everything. So I coach in the community. I coach at Florida State. I organize tournaments nationally. I do coaching clinics. I do commentating for live streaming for table tennis. So everything, if I weren't working at the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering close by, I walked here, I would be doing table tennis professionally. But, you know, it is what it is.
So why do you think table tennis hasn't taken off like other sports? Like, do you think people don't think of table tennis as a sport?
I think there are a lot of people who think, oh, well, it's just ping pong. And again, there's nothing wrong with – there's a lot of people that may say, okay, table tennis versus ping pong, which is it? It can be both. Ping pong is generally a more recreational version. Table tennis is the Olympic sport. But a lot of people think, oh, well, I can just, you know – play this on my porch in sandals and everything's good. You can. You can do everything that way. But at a higher level, it takes stamina and discipline, all things that every other sport takes as well. And I think that's the difference. A lot of people just assume, oh, it's just ping pong. And once they see the table tennis version of it, they're amazed. They're like, oh my gosh, you're playing tennis on a table. Hence the name.
Well, did Forrest Gump help the profession?
Actually, it did a little bit, I would say. But then once all the tricks came out that said it was, you know, Hollywood movie magic, that Tom Hanks really didn't play that well, then it sort of lowered it. I think the difference is, and I was talking to you before about how soccer was in the 1980s and how it is now. We have American stars, the Christian Pulisics of the world, the Clint Dempseys of the past. These were soccer made America born players. And once we get that in table tennis, which we have a couple, people are going to latch on and be like, wow, you know, that girl could be my daughter or that guy could be my son. And they're going to invest a little more into the sport because right now they see it as a foreign sport. And rightfully so. It's China is the leader of this. But anywhere you go in Europe, they're playing it. The government is supporting it. That is the other difference too. Here in the United States, government does not support sports. That's just a different model that we have. But you know, that's what I think is a little bit of the difference. But I think once we get those homegrown stars, it's gonna latch on. It's gonna catch on. I would say on that.
So FSU has a team.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, they do.
And do we play other universities? How does it work?
Yeah, so FSU is part of the National Collegiate Table Tennis Association. I serve on their board of directors. Funny as it is, I was a player at Florida State University, and I remember telling this organization, hey, you guys can do better. You guys can do this. And next thing I know, they said, hey, come be on our board. And it started from there. But yeah, Florida State plays a part of the Florida division. They play, you know, University of Central Florida, University of Florida, the Gators. which sometimes we beat them. But they get that intercollegiate competition. And I love basically being there because it brings me back to when I was 18, 19 and competing. I can't compete anymore, but it brings me back to be able to help these student athletes make the best of their 4 years here in college. It's something I wouldn't trade for the world.
So what do most players on the team, have they been playing back in their home schools? Or like, is there a feeder system for it?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is not a feeder system. If they come from another country, yes, they've been playing. And so that's the feeder system. And so if you're an American, maybe you're playing in your high school, but probably not. So we get a lot of first-time players that don't even know how to hold the paddle in their hands. And we start from ground zero, and that's totally fine. I mean, that's where I started. I was lucky enough when I was here at Florida State in the old ages, 1998, 99, that I was befriended by a Chinese international who played, we'll say semi-professional. And he said, I will teach you for free. You don't have to pay me anything. I will teach you everything about the sport. Only thing I ask is that you return the favor. So it was an old-fashioned sort of paying it forward. And this guy could have charged me $100 an hour. That's what they generally charge now. But he didn't. He just wanted me to spread the word. And I've done that continually. So I coach around town. I coach at FSU for free. All I ask, spread the word.
That's great. So what would you say, you know, certain sports have certain skill sets that are helpful to have, or talents that are, you're fast or you're got this. What would you say is the skill that makes one better at table tennis?
So that's an interesting concept, because I always tell people, whether you're 8 or 80, standing or sitting, as long as you've got the determination, the discipline, hand-eye coordination obviously helps. It helps with every sport, but table tennis doesn't discriminate. And again, not to speak out as to other sports, but in basketball, I think you have to be. It would help if you were a certain height, I imagine. Football would help if you're a certain build, but table tennis, you can be that build or not. As long as you've got you can develop the hand-eye coordination, the agility, the discipline. A lot of people think, oh, it's just ping pong. But when they realize these table tennis athletes, they look at their legs, how muscular they are. Imagine squatting. That's essentially being in a squatting position and then hitting a ball. That the table's lower than a human height. And so that's a lot of people, when they train, they're like, wow, Willie, my legs really hurt. Is this normal? I said, yes. Try squatting for 20 minutes. See how that feels. That's exactly how it is.
So when you're on your team, you do exercises probably to
Yes.
build stamina and, you know, getting up and down, squatting, all those sort of things to build that muscle group.
Yeah. So at FSU, we do training 3 times a week. And so the student athletes at first, when they first see this, the very first practices, we're warming up, we're doing running, we're doing calisthenics, we're stretching. They're kind of looking at me as if I've lost my marbles and saying, but this is only ping pong. I say, ha-ha, so you think. This is table tennis, and we're going to make you good. And it's the beauty of it is everyone says, oh, well, getting good is so hard. I said, no, it's actually not that hard. It's staying good. That's the point, right? And so we're doing all of these different exercises and of course, these technical exercises as well. But once they get it, it's like they have it as well. It's not an illness, but I would say that they want to play more than 3 days a week. They're like, oh, can we play more? It's like, oh, but you have your studies, don't you? Student first, right? Then athlete second.
So it's addictive, you're saying?
It's very addictive, yes. I'm a living example of that. So I can't stop playing. Even during COVID, when we weren't allowed to do anything, I have this mini table in my home, and I was playing on it.
So do you ever like dream of the sound of that ball? That is such a unique sound too, hence the name ping pong,
right?
But it's such a unique sound.
Yes. So it's funny that you say that. Sometimes if I'm having trouble sleeping, I'll sit there and I'll hear myself play. I'll hear the contact of the ball on the table on my paddle, and the back and forth movement. Obviously, it does put me to sleep, but people think I'm like I've lost my marbles, like I've told you, when they're saying you dream of ping pong. I said, I start with that, and then who knows what the dream goes into. But you know, that's how it gets me to sleep for sure.
No well, doubt. I'm sure there's that satisfaction of a well-hit ball.
Oh, yes. Know. That's it's
that is not anything different, any ball sport.
Absolutely.
When you make that perfect contact.
When you hit it cleanly, there's nothing like it.
So what would you, if a parent's listening and they're looking for some activity for their kid, what would you say are the things that table tennis bring to a young person? You know, what is it, a discipline? Or, you know, there's sports do more than just provide activity. Like what's the thing about table tennis?
Well, so for me, and again, it's most sports provide this, but it's the camaraderie. And so, you know, my kids are, one is five and one is one, but the 5 year old, all of her little preschool kindergarten friends and their parents are now joining in. So we have the Tallahassee Table Tennis Club that meets at Jack McLean Center. And every Saturday, 12:30 to however long we can get them to pay attention, we do a class. I said, me and my wife, we're both table tennis players. So we do a class along with other coaches that we have. And they love being around their friends while doing this same activity. Now, many of them don't know what it is, but they know they've got a paddle in their hands and they know they get to jump and go back and forth and sometimes hit the ball correctly. But the point in reference is that forms that camaraderie, and they get the hand-eye coordination, which I think is very important. And it's not, you don't get it, it's not, you're not born with it, you have to develop it. And I think hitting a 40 millimeter white or orange ball on a fairly small racket can be a difficult thing, but you master that, I'm sure you can master pretty much any other sport after that. So
that's good. Well, you have said a lot of great things. I mean, what keeps you inspired? That's a series. It is Voices That Inspire. What keeps you inspired to have, you know, this goal of getting more people engaged around table tennis?
I guess it brings me back to how I started and how I was in the past. And so it's very sort of internal to me. I was this introverted shell of a, I guess, not to say that introversion is a bad thing, but I was just very shy. And table tennis allowed me to come out of that shell. Not to say that one has to come out of their shell to be part of this world, but for me, I wanted to, and I just didn't know how. And I got to be involved in this world and got to meet so many wonderful people from when I started the club in 98 till now. It has, you know, existed 25 years. And like I said, I met my wife at a college table tennis tournament that I was the director of. I would never have gotten that opportunity had I not come out of my shell and started to meet these people and understand their cultures. I mean, it just has opened my eyes in so many different ways. I feel that I'm blessed, and I want to pass those blessings. I want to pass that knowledge on to anyone and everyone that is interested. I'm that, you know, like I said, lost my marbles. I had another young man come to me and he says, you know, do I pay you? I said, no, just spread the word. That's it. And he's like, are you sure? How do you live? How do you eat? I said, I have a real job. Don't worry about me, but thank you, right? That's I just want to spread the good gospel, because table tennis is such a fun sport in its true original form, ping pong. Whether you're playing in your porch, in your basement, and a YMCA, it's fun. And that's what keeps me coming back. It's still, after all these years, it's still fun.
That's great. And you can keep playing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of an ageless sport in a lot of ways.
It is. And so it's funny, because at these, you know, these big time tournaments, U.S. Open of table tennis, U.S. Nationals, they have the over 80s category. That's my goal. Like, one day I'm going to be in that over 80s, you know, knock on wood here, that it all goes down that way. But that's what I'm hoping for, because, I mean, they're amazing to be able to see, you know, 80 plus year olds playing still. I help run the senior games here in Tallahassee. We do it at the Jack McLean Center. And I got to commentate at this last senior games, and there were two in the 90 to 94 year old bracket. Wow. Awesome. And they were still hitting the ball like they were 18. And it was just incredible to see. So whether you're 8 or 80, 9 or 90, whatever the euphemism may be, you can play table tennis.
All right. That was great.
Thank you for the opportunity. This has been great. I mean, I'm honored that you would choose me. I really am. This is great for not only me, but the 15-year-old me who's looking at me and saying, I can't wait to be that guy. So thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.